Good night, everybody.
Happy Monday to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family, and McGroin Nation. Yeah, we barely made it through that one, huh? Happy Monday. Coming to you from the deep red state of Tennessee, rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned. Happy to see you all here. Right, we're going to have, look, I'm just telling you right now, we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to laugh a lot. There is what I just saw on TV all day about this Trump trial, this Michael Cohen whole thing. This is ridiculous. The judge now, you shall not roll your eyes. Talk about a sensitive. Oh, but you from New York? The judge? You're not from New York. You're like AOC. Girl, baby girl, baby girl, please. Don't you play with me. Right? You're like AOC. Says she's from the Bronx. She's from Yorktown Heights. Not the Bronx. It's a nice neighborhood. Brennan's from the Bronx. Brennan's from the Bronx. She says her favorite. This is how you know she's not from New York. We're driving. It was either to one of the rallies, Pennsylvania or Ohio or somewhere. It was before you started coming to Jet games. She's like, my favorite road is the Cross Bronx Expressway, which she called it the Bronx Crossway. It's her favorite road. We don't even know what the road is, right? Yeah.
It's very, you get a lot of the view. It's scenic. You just dribbled.
There was water just shot out of there. I can't believe what I'm seeing. So, you know, we have this judge now. This case, Cohen, now Costello is testifying for the defense for Trump. The only way, and I think people are going to start to realize this, the only way that a conviction will be received by the majority of the people looking at this would be that it was rigged against Donald Trump. This is a lose all around for the Democrats and the left. But what if they get to call Trump a felon at the debate? The people who matter, the Democrats are going to believe anything. They're going to believe that Trump is a felon and it's dangerous and it's all that. The independents, folks, I don't think they care. And even if they did care, if they're watching on left-wing networks like CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NPR, if they're watching on networks like that and they're hearing people say, well, you know, they still haven't proved the crime. Well, yeah, Michael Cohen's testimony, Anderson Cooper says, he didn't seem credible. Seemed like he was making things up. If that's what these people are going to start to see on networks like that, and then maybe they stumble on over to Fox and see a little bit more, and then they make their way to Rumble, right? And then they see what we're talking about, and they get the whole truth. They're looking at, right now, a judge that is clearly in the bag for the prosecution. The prosecution even said it. They even said it today. They were trying to get this C-SPAN archivist to be one of their expert witnesses in the case, testify to the validity of several pieces of evidence, photos or whatnot. And they couldn't get him in on time. And they even said in front of the judge, they said, wow, we didn't think you'd rule against us. Why? Why? Is that judge not supposed to rule against you? Prosecution? It's not working out for them. Cohen admitted to stealing from Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. Just outright said it. Yeah, I overbilled and took the money. Outright said it. No issues whatsoever. That's it. I took the money, that's it, and I billed more than I should have. So I felt entitled to it. That's like somebody who works in a supermarket, right? They're making $15 an hour. Someone in the supermarket, well, you know, I took money out of the register because I felt like I deserved it that day. I rung up a bunch of long orders. What is this, just help yourself, overbill, steal? No, Cohen admitted that. Now you got Costello on there. The judge is offended at Costello. And that's going to be the second half. Folks, the first half, we're going to have fun. And we'll have fun in the second half too. But the first half, we are going to go a trip down memory lane with Joe Biden. Because the title of the show is Joe Biden going to make it? Will he make it? Is he going to make it? What do you mean by make it? I mean through the convention. Because you know how I like to look at what the left is doing and kind of figure out why they're doing it. Do you remember after the that press conference that Joe Biden was out there to prove that he was mentally strong? Come on, man. And I was like, hey, it looks like they ran this guy out in front of cameras without the drugs to kind of set him up to fail, to maybe create a pressure campaign to invoke the 25th Amendment and get him out of the way. Remember when I said all those things? I said, don't fall for it. Don't fall for that. We don't want that. Well, they're doing it again about the same issue. The Hur report, the audio, the mainstream media is joining in the efforts to have that audio released. Why would they be doing that? Two reasons, one on each side of the aisle. And I think they're hedging their bets. They may be hedging their bets with that. So we'll talk about that new polling, Donald Trump and among independents, swing voter group, right? That's a very important group. Big lead in a poll that did not want to find a big lead. You know, we talk about polling biases and what to expect from these different polls. We got that. All the Michael Cohen stuff. MSNBC now defending Michael Cohen. Even though he admitted to stealing from Trump, they defended him. Of course, they're going to defend him. And the Iranian president, dead. He died like a dog. Oh. Well, maybe not. Listen, I don't care about that guy. I'm not happy he's dead, but I'm certainly not sad. To the point where I even made a joke.
He's an evil man.
Maybe the Iranian president was about to blow the whistle on Boeing. Maybe that's why he's gone. Because apparently anybody else who does that winds up dead. So, we got all that and more. We'll have a good time today. We're going to have fun in that first half, taking a trip down memory lane. Lots of Biden clips. Lots of Biden clips. We'll get to all that in just a second. Before we do it, a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. Take a look.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2usa.com. Switch2usa.com. A lot of folks have gotten involved already. It's not too late. Switch2usa.com. Folks, we've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time. Well, so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. Now, the wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you give vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action to switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. Let's switch to number2usa.com. Switch to number2usa.com. Switch to USA.com. Next up, the LFA TV store located at LFATV.us. You see it on the screen for you right there. There's the pop-up, brings you to the show that is currently live. You can go there every day at 5 p.m. Eastern. Click that and you'll wind up on our show. It's a great way to make sure that you don't lose the show or it gets buried somewhere. We've seen that happen on several occasions, and that's okay. The LFA TV store is right here at LFATV.us. The allergies here are just a mess right now. I can't seem to get this voice straight. You got the flannels, both the long sleeve for women exclusively and the ones the unisex flannels. They're really cool. I got the blue one on today. Everyone thinks I look better in the blue one than the red one. I don't know. I think I agree. I think I like the blue one better than the red one. But that doesn't mean not to get a red one. Get both so you understand what you're missing out on. And you have a good contrast. You also have the $10 overstock list, lfatv.us. Click on the store tab. Or you can go directly to the store by going to jeremyherald.com/store. jeremyherald.com/store or lfatv.us. Click on that store tab one more time. You see it right there for you. That's lfatv.us or jeremyherald.com/store. All right. Okay. Folks, we have a few announcements to go through here. First, hit the thumbs up button here on the show. You got to hit the thumbs up. And if you don't want to hit it for me, why don't you hit it for our birthday people? A lot of people have birthdays today. We have Trumpian, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday. We have Aiken, thoughts from the cab. Tremendous person. Happy birthday to Aiken. We have Kem Lee, and we also have Carol. These are birthday people. They're beautiful people, and we love them. And so if you're not going to hit the thumbs up for me, maybe my voice is too crazy, hit it for them. Let's say happy birthday to the beautiful people, okay? Trumpian and Aiken and Kemley and Carol. Tremendous people. We have that.
That was great.
I did not send the emails over the weekend. I totally forgot.
Oh, no.
I was supposed to do it. Didn't do it. We drove to a place we thought was going to be Magaville.
We got some thumbs up.
We got some good thumbs up over in Tennessee, a little place. Not what we were looking for. Derailed the whole weekend. I'm not going to send any emails now. I thought I was going to Magaville. And I wound up not being there. It's all right. It was good. We got some good. It was a good time. Spanky's was fun up in Cookville. It was cool up in Cookville.
Yeah.
It was fun. Anyway, we have a bunch of fun stuff to talk about with Joe Biden. I like making fun of this guy. Some people are like, oh, you know, that's above us. No, it's not. Well, you know, it may be above somebody. It ain't above me. Well, we're above that. That's below us. That's the phrase. I went backwards. Well, you know what? I'm not above that. I'm going to make fun of the fact that I think this guy has crapped himself on a number of occasions. I don't know what happened in the Pope, but Spanish Trump told me Sleepy Jose, Caca, and Frente del Papa. So it must have happened, right? Sleepy Joe pooped in front of the Pope. You understand what's happening. This guy is a complete and total mess. They told us that he was competent. It's, it's the Scranton kid. He's vibrant. Oh, he's quick-witted. He's in great shape. He's all there. He's got all the tools. He's got all the tools to be the greatest president ever because he's not orange. And because he's not somebody who will tweet nasty things. Oh, and he doesn't use terrible nicknames. He's going to be great. He's got all the tools. Joe Biden. And we told you, well, I don't really know if Joe Biden has all the tools. This is a guy. He's claimed to be raised in a bunch of places. But before we even knew about all those stories, we had the hairy leg story. We had the back and chain story. We had all of the, you're a lying dog faced pony soldier. We had the Ashley Biden diary. We had Hunter Biden's laptop. We knew this guy was crazy. You guys told us he wasn't crazy. Now it looks like they're abandoning ship. Let me ask you this. Let me ask the chat this question. And then I'm going to ask Brennan this question.
Oh, no.
Okay? If you're looking to see what the left is thinking and how the left is feeling, where would you look first? If you're looking, if you want to see how the left is thinking and how the left is feeling, where would you go first? I don't know. This is a question. There's really no right answer because some people would go other places, you know. But when I want to see how the left is feeling, I know that I could find somewhere where I will absolutely, delivered to me, find left-wing talking points. There it is. The answer was right there in the chat. Support Our Right says any of the mainstream media outlets. When you want to know what the left is doing, when you want to know how the left is feeling, just turn on CNN. Turn on the Washington Post, or read the Washington Post. You can't really turn on a newspaper. Turn on ABC, listen to some NPR, read Politico Playbook. The mainstream media will always tell you what they're thinking. Always. Down to, after Joe Biden's disastrous speech, I'm mentally strong. I'm a strong mental guy. I'll challenge you to a mental push-up contest, Jack. After that nonsense speech, right? He was definitely not on his drugs. He wasn't supposed to be there. They set him up to fail. You started to see the stories, right? Mainstream media outlets. Oh, is Joe Biden too old? The New York Times. Joe Biden's too old. People all over the left starting to see he might be a little too old to create that pressure campaign, 25th Amendment, then dump him. It wound up fizzling out, thankfully. And it was about the same issue that it's about now. You know as well as I know. The Democrats also know. Joe Biden cannot win the 2024 election. Okay? Listen to me. Really close. Joe Biden cannot win the 2024 election, and the Democrats know it. That's it. But they're going to cheat, and they know that their cheating won't be enough. Joe Biden cannot win the 2024 election. He can't. How do you get rid of him? He has to be okay with gotten rid of. But he can't win. Joe Biden cannot win the 2024 election, and the Democrats know it. So now they're going to do the whole, well, it can't get any worse, so it can only get better. Gavin Newsom, Andy Beshear, you know, any of these, maybe they'll just put Kamala Harris. Let's say she's unpopular, but she's not as bad as Joe, and she's not. She's at least competent. Semi. Even when she does the word salads, it's more words that Joe Biden can string along in a sentence, right? So you look at the left, they understand, they completely understand that Joe Biden cannot win the 2024 election. But the only way to get rid of Joe Biden is if Joe Biden is okay with it. Or if something damaging comes out about Joe Biden that really, really looks terrible to the public. Like maybe if your president was a little too senile, suffering from whatever cognitive issues he clearly suffers from. If your president was a little too senile, suffering from whatever he suffers from, and yet that's scary. The public is like, whoa, it's really that bad? So you had Judicial Watch, a right-wing organization. I say right-wing because that's where they fall, but they're pretty much a fair organization. And they sued. They put in a Freedom of Information request, a FOIA request, to obtain the audio of the Biden-Her interview in the special counsel probe. You say, all right, how does that mean that the left wants to take him out? Because Judicial Watch was joined by a bunch of people that normally wouldn't want damaging information to come out against Joe Biden. So that means either one of two things is happening here. I want to be clear. I don't know which one of these it is, but I'm more likely to believe that the left is doing this to try and get him out of the way. Because if they didn't want to get him out of the way, why risk it? Right? Why risk it? ABC, the Associated Press, CBS, NBC, all join Heritage, a right-wing organization, and Judicial Watch in the FOIA request for the Department of Justice to release the Joe Biden, Robert Hur audio, not just the transcript, but the audio. One of two reasons. Either they know that Joe Biden looked better in it and will sound better in it than what is being speculated, which I think is doubtful. Or two, right? They want the damaging info to come out. They want it to come out. Because then they can finally say, this guy is too old and his last chance is going to be on June 27th at the debate, which is before the convention. And if he suffers a catastrophic meltdown or a poop on the debate stage, they can go to him and say, listen, dude, you cannot continue. Push is going to have to come to shove. Hunter Biden is also in court. Maybe they pinch him a little harder than Joe thought they would, and he resigns as some sort of deal to make sure that his son doesn't have to go to prison. Something I think is in the works. Why would those mainstream media outlets, why would they all want this information to come out? Either they know it's not damaging or not that damaging, or they don't know. And if it's not damaging, they can run with the Joe Biden is vibrant narrative. Oh, he handled that great. And by great, they mean he didn't go on a tangent about his legs or his uncle getting eaten by cannibals. But are they saying, hey, we can run with this if it's nothing damaging and say he did really well. But if it is damaging, now we have all we need for the pressure campaign to get him out of the way. Is it going to work? Is that going to lead the Democrats to victory? Do I think Gavin Newsom, Andy Beshear? I'm sorry, folks. It's not going to be Michelle Obama. It isn't. It's just not. You know, we have a problem. It's not a problem. It's just a thing, right? It's an overactive imagination, okay? When we were talking about, and I did this too, but when we're talking about like Trump's vice president and everything, everyone throws out like it's fantasy football. You know, we need Tom Brady and Randy Moss. Well, actually, they're on the same team. And, you know, the best play, it's like basketball super team, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. It's all the, you think we can just throw conservative star power on the ballot. That's going to take care of everything. And the reality is it isn't. There's more to it than that. Right? So we're looking at this. Oh, who does the left want? Well, there's no doubt they want Michelle to run. But she has said a million times, and I get it, they lie, etc. She's not doing it. That's fine. If you think that's who it is, fine. I can't disagree with you anymore. Who's it going to be? Who do they want? They want Michelle. It's not going to be Michelle. Who do they want? Gavin Newsom, he's their, you know, little lackey. Andy Beshear, Kentucky, just won a second term. He's a Democrat governor in a red state. Maybe they go with somebody like that. But they know that, they know. Those guys at least have a small chance. Joe Biden has no chance. Now, let's take a trip down memory lane with Joe Biden, shall we? We got a bunch of videos. You guys ready to have some fun with Joe Biden now? It's going to be Brennan's first time hearing the clips.
I know.
Here we go. Brennan, are you excited? Are you excited? Let's go to the Brennan cam. Look at how happy she is to finally hear the Joe Biden clips. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited.
You're excited. The first time you're going to hear them all.
Oh, wait. And I have to show this.
Oh, the mug. Yeah. Yes, there's the...
Can you see it?
There's the... Yes. Okay. Actually, perfectly clear. There you go. That's it. That's right. That's right. That's right. Anybody who's not hitting that thumbs up button, you're going to wind up like that mug. Let's take a trip down memory lane and listen to Joe Biden a couple times, okay? I know it might not be easy for people to listen to too much, but here's Joe Biden saying that he was raised in synagogues.
I might say raised in the synagogues of my state. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. But back in Wilmington, Delaware, Shalom was a home of countless friends for me.
Joe Biden was raised in synagogues in his home state, and also, apparently, there's a lot of synagogues in these types of communities.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home, politically.
Brennan, do you think there's a lot of synagogues in Puerto Rican communities?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Have you ever thought of Puerto Rico or Puerto Rican communities, you know, in the United States as a place where you would normally find synagogues?
No, because the synagogues are for the Jewish people.
Jewish people.
Right.
Puerto Ricans.
They're usually, aren't they Catholic?
Yeah, yeah, Catholic, Christian, some sort of Christianity. Mm-hmm. They're not Jewish.
Right.
So now we're going to say the likelihood right there, okay? You did not grow up in both synagogues and the Puerto Rican community because those two generally don't go together, okay? This is one of Eli's favorites. This is a good one. It's 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes. Remember 60 Minutes? That's sir, as Dan Bongino says to the woman. Sir, this is 60 Minutes. We have high standards. Oh, yeah, your standards are high? How about the fact that the President of the United States answered a question like this?
I have trouble even...
By the way, no, stop. By the way, a question about his mental focus in 2022. This is in 2022. It's been almost 2 years. It's been almost 2 years since Joe Biden made these comments. It's been almost 2 years. Can you believe this? And this was a question about his mental focus.
I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
Still don't know what that means. No clue. I have no idea what that means. None. Let's fast forward 2 years, though. Remember when Joe Biden visited a brewery? Earth Riders. Listen.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I knew that.
Look at Brennan. Brennan's dying. She's never heard this before. She listens to the show and she hears me, but doesn't get to have the earphones and doesn't hear the clips. She hasn't heard that one. Oh, Earth Riders. Oh, man. Thanks for the great beer, bro. Come on. This is the guy. This is the guy that we're running against. How about when he blamed HIV on Elton John? This is great.
By the way, it's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS, fight HIV AIDS.
Yeah, with his arm right around the Rocket Man. Woo! I think it's going to be a long, long time till Elton John gets on your side again, because that was embarrassing. You just hugged a gay guy and blamed AIDS on him.
Gay.
Listen, that's not it. Brennan, here's a pop quiz for you. This might be hard. How do you spell the word eight? Like as in the number.
E-I-G-H-T.
E-I-G-H-T.
I had to make sure that wasn't like a trick question.
That's good. No, you're right. Okay. You're totally right. Except if you're Joe Biden, you don't spell eight that way. Watch.
We have 1,000 billionaires in America. You know the average tax rate they pay? 8. E-I-G-H%.
E-I-G-H%. E-I-G-H. That's not how you spell eight. All right, here's one. You've heard this one before. This is the world's a patch in our jeans. No one knows what that means either. Here we go.
Over 140 countries around the world. I'll paraphrase the phrase in my old neighborhood. The rest of the countries, the world's not a patch on our jeans. If we do what we want to do, we need to do. It's never been a good bet.
Never been a good bet. Joe Biden. Hey, we're not done. Brennan, remember the Puerto Rican community and the synagogues? Oh, yeah. What do you think of the Puerto Rican community and the synagogues being in the same community as Greek people? Do you think that's something? No, she says no. You don't think that's all right? Well, that didn't stop Joe Biden. Apparently, he's also Greek. Watch.
The things that I learned early on was that I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real, in the heart, real, in the church there as well. I think every Greek American in Delaware voted for me because they. No. By the way, as some of the Delawareans will tell you, that's where I acquired a nickname I'm very proud of. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
Yeah, Joe Bidenopoulos. Yeah, so he's Greek. He grew up in a Puerto Rican community and a Greek community in synagogues. Unbelievable. And the times he marched in the civil rights movement with the black people, right? I mean, this guy's everywhere.
The insulin guy.
He talked to the inventor of insulin. Meanwhile, the inventor of insulin died 2 years before Joe Biden was unfortunately born. I mean, wait, we're not done. We're not done. Here's recently. Let me say recently, right? Joe Biden pooped. Watch. Yeah, we know what's going on there. We know. We know. Look at that. Jill says, nope, sorry, turning around. How about this? Brenna, you know where Mexico is?
I do.
Is it in the Middle East?
No.
Okay. Apparently Joe Biden says it is. Egypt and Mexico, the border. Remember this one?
The conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get
in.
I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the...
Yeah, on the Israel side. Oh, I talked to the guy in Mexico to open the gate with Israel.
Is his name Sisi? Or is that wrong?
No, that's President Sisi of Egypt.
Okay.
He meant to say Egypt.
Okay.
He said Mexico. Mexico opened a, like, a gate the size, I guess, of half the world, because apparently the gate between Mexico and Israel was open because Joe Biden got on the phone and said, I opened the gate. I told him to open the gate. Now, Brennan, there's a holiday in, like, usually March or April. Celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What's that holiday called?
Easter.
Easter, right? We celebrate Easter. Okay. What about, it kind of sounds like a shellfish that you would find, like, in the bay.
Oyster.
Oyster, right? Now, in Easter time, there's, he's like Santa Claus, but it's different. What is that? Where that hides the eggs?
The Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny. Okay. Well, here's Joe Biden at a, oh my gosh, this is too much. Here's Joe Biden at a, an Easter celebration at the White House this past year. But he's not looking for the Easter Bunny. He's looking for somebody else.
Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to oyster bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up.
That's right. That's the oyster bunnies, okay? Not the Easter bunnies. The oyster bunnies. And finally, to wrap up the fun that we're having here at the expense of Joe Biden, because this is fun. This is fun. Finally, okay, Joe Biden made the mistake that you don't want to make when you talk about January 6th. Chuck Schumer made the mistake. You don't want to make this mistake. But apparently, they're not in... I'm such a child. Apparently... Guys... Apparently, the January 6th defendants are not... they're not insurrectionists anymore. Joe Biden taking a page out of Chuck Schumer's book. This is the inner five-year-old in me. Listen to this.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
Yeah, the erectionists. What is an erectionist? Is it somebody who is very passionate about building things? What is an erectionist? I gotta tell you, I don't. Is it an avid Viagra user? And he called. He's so serious, too. I'm freaking crying, guys. I can't.
Crying?
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen. He called them erectionists. You can't make that mistake. And he's so serious. And he calls erectionists on January 6th, starting the Capitol Patriots. Oh. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Folks, we had to have a little fun with Joe Biden, okay? We had to have a little fun with him because it's just too much. That was a lot. Those were a lot of videos.
That was good.
But holy moly, was that fun. I think that was a good time. And you know what? Yes, you said at the beginning, you really think the left wants to get rid of him? But what do you think now? You just watched that. What do you think now? That was the Joe Biden highlight reel. And there's more videos that I don't even have in my queue. We would have been here for a whole hour making fun of him. That was the Joe Biden highlight reel. Folks, listen to me. You don't think the mainstream media wants this guy out? You don't think the left wants that guy out? I just played all that. You don't think the left wants that guy out? Why do you think the media is joining Judicial Watch to try and get these tapes revealed? It's not because they're suddenly interested in journalism. is because if the damaging bombshell is there, they're going to weaponize it and try and push him out because they know the guy that I just played for you for the last like 5 to 10 minutes cannot win in 2024. Don't let him get away with it. The best part is Joe and Doppler Jill. I call her Doppler Jill because she wears the dresses that look like a severe thunderstorm warning. The Doppler radar. She's Doppler Jill. Joe and Doppler Jill have to agree to get out of the way. I'm just saying. That's it. We had our fun. Had some fun there. I think that was good. All right. Yeah, you want to do the brewery? We'll put the... Here we go. Oh, Earth Rider.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
Oh, I said, thanks for the Great Lakes. What the hell is this guy? Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. Shut up! What are you talking about? Ah. That's Brennan's favorite. She said, I like the beer one. Oh, Earth Riders. Thanks for the Great Lakes. And now you wonder. That's what you're saying. What does that have to do with? Look at her. Look at her. She's crying too. What does that have to do with anything? Oh, Earth Riders. What is this? Look, Brennan's in tears. We've lost the whole show. The whole show is gone. She has nothing to do with anything.
What even is an Earth Rider?
I don't know. Maybe it's the brand of beer. Oh, that Earth Rider. Yeah, thanks for the Great Lakes. I'm hammered right now, man. Come on, give me a 6-year-old. I want to smell her. Like, this is just, whoo. All right. We lost it. We haven't gone off the rails like that in a while. Probably the last time we went off the rails when I was talking about the Dutch kid who died, the trans kid. And I said, this is so sad. Boom, he died like a dog. That's the last time we went off the rails. All right, everybody with me real quick. On three, we're going to take a deep breath. 1, 2, 3. All right. Oh, and I guess Dragon McGroin has made a brand new Rumble name because the erectionist is now in our chat. So there it is. We've lost it. All right, let's get back on track. I want to get to a word from, sometimes we have to have fun here, folks. I want to get to a word from our friends over at AmmoSquared.com. That is AmmoSquared.com. You've heard so much about it, and I love it. I think this is a phenomenal idea. I think it's great if you're a Second Amendment enthusiast or maybe just a self-defense enthusiast to think about. AmmoSquared.com. Folks, folks, not a joke. Here's the deal. It is automated. Set it and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's all you got to do. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically once you want it. It's a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo, customizable, buy as little as a few dollars a month, and then use dollar-cost averaging to your advantage. It's like having an ammo 401k. And even in 2020, when store shelves were empty and everybody had trouble finding ammo, Ammo Squared customers can get immediate delivery of all the ammo that they had stockpiled with just one click of a button. It's a unique way to invest in ammunition, buy low and dollar cost average over time, and then cash out when prices rise or take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. There's no minimum, no memberships. And no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, watch it grow over time like a savings account. You can even buy less than a box and even less than a single round, like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes and then it's shippable. Free shipping for all orders valuing over $250. AmmoSquared.com. Never get caught with your pants down. Like, don't have ammunition. Times get tough. You don't have ammo because you're not on AmmoSquared.com. You did that to yourself. Don't let that be you. AmmoSquared.com. AmmoSquared.com. I'm regaining it over here too. My goodness, that was off the rails. Here we go. Continue, because we almost, listen, guys. You almost just watched the end of Ungoverned. We came close to dying, and we don't have life insurance. What the hell's wrong with us? That's a segue. Go to insurityfinancialservices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, your dollars pay the premium, so call or schedule today. You guys watch Ungoverned, you watch segments like that, You might be thinking, oh my God, I don't have life insurance. I better go do something about it because I watched this show. I might die. Just kidding. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. InsurityFinancialServices.com. Oh, InsurityFinancialServices.com. InsurityFinancialServices.com. And in case you had a hard time maybe remembering how it's spelled, here's the QR code for you right at the top right portion of your screen right there. InsurityFinancialServices.com. Schedule your health insurance consultation today. All right. We're going to move on. We played that whole segment and it took a little longer than I wanted, but Donald Trump is up 11 points with independents. And I think we just kind of witnessed why. Oh, Earth Riders. That's why he's up 11 with independents. Oh, yeah. The rest of the world is not going to be a patch in our jeans. The hell knows what that is. I don't know what that means. Trump's up 11 points among independents. And I always say, look at the pollster. It was Harvard-Harris. So Harvard University, Harvard-Harris, not friends of Donald Trump. So if he's actually up 11 among independents in that poll, there's a really good chance that he's up even more. Okay? There's a really good chance that he's up even more. All right. This is the big news of the day. I wanted to have fun in the first half, and we're going to have some fun in the second half, too. But this is the big news of the day. Folks, the trial, the hush money trial, Stormy Daniels, whatever you want to call it, the New York City case. I like to call it the New York City trial because I want everyone to know where the hell the trial is. You call it a hush money trial, you don't necessarily. It's the New York City trial, which means it's rigged, and Donald Trump is still going to beat it. He's still going to beat it. Now, here's the devastating testimony that came out today. Michael Cohen admitted on the stand that he stole from the Trump Organization by overcharging for reimbursements. He stole money. So the star witness, he's supposed to be credible, even says here that he basically, he lied about how much he needed to be reimbursed so that he can get more than what he was due. Well, he felt like he needed more. Michael Cohen, I felt like I deserved more, so I told Trump he has to pay me more. Oh, really? You told Trump he has to pay you more? Oh, really? So, I mean, that's a bigger crime. I think theft is a bigger crime than falsifying business records, isn't it? I think so. But I want you to listen to the actual testimony. Now, you're not going to hear it, but there's a a transcribed testimony here. Todd Blanche asks Michael Cohen, "Did you mean it when you said revenge is a dish best served cold?" He says, "Yes, sir." Cohen does. "You were willing to lie under oath if it affects your personal life, correct?" Cohen says, "I don't understand the question." Todd Blanche says, that's Trump's lawyer, "You testified under oath months ago that you were willing to lie if it affects your personal life, correct?" Cohen says, "Yes, sir." Blanche then replies, "I'm asking the same question to you now. Would you still be willing to lie if it affects your personal life?" Bragg's team objects. Merchan sustains the objection. Blanche then asks, "Would you be willing to lie if it affects you personally?" Cohen says, "Yes, sir." "Would you be willing to lie if it affects you personally?" Cohen says, "Yes, sir." So he just, Michael Cohen, on cross-examination, Michael Cohen just told the jury, "I will lie to you if I benefit." I'm hoping the jury heard that. Michael Cohen on the stand, said, "I'm willing to lie if it affects me personally." So Michael Cohen is not averse to lying if he thinks he's going to be the beneficiary. And folks, I have to tell you, he's going to be the beneficiary of a Trump guilty verdict. There's a book coming out and he wants to run for Congress. There's no way that he's going to be relevant unless this goes really well for him. on the stand. He's the one, the rock star witness. He's willing to lie if it affects him personally. He admitted that in court. He admitted it. So if I'm on the jury and I have to try and take my bias out of the way, I have to try and remove my bias. I've tried to watch this case with an objective lens. I wonder when they're going to tell us what crime it was that Donald Trump was trying to conceal. Oh, the answer to that was never, because there isn't one. There's nothing here. And if I'm on that jury and I hear a witness who the prosecution is hinging their entire case on, the whole thing, their whole case hinges on Michael Cohen's testimony. Trump knew about the payments and he lied when he sent them to me on the business records because they weren't actually legal expenses. That's Cohen's whole thing. But that has changed over time. Michael Cohen has never repeated the same story twice. It keeps changing depending on who he's talking to and the best outcome for himself. So Michael Cohen, the star witness, he's the guy that the prosecution's got everything riding on him. He just told the jury. He just told the jury that he would lie. He would continue to lie if it affected him personally. This is a man who thinks he's going to run for Congress and has a book coming out. It will greatly affect him personally to lie if it results in a conviction, because then he gets more publicity for his book and his congressional run. If you're on that jury and you hear the star witness say, "I will lie if I think I will benefit," essentially, how do you trust a word that he is saying? You can't. He literally did the defense's job for them. He said, "I will lie if I think it'll work out for me." The case is over. But here's Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC defending Michael Cohen. Check this out.
Inside the courtroom, you've been there almost every day. You have the strength of beyond mortal men. But what was worth it to you today? What did you see? What did you hear?
Well, you know, the courtroom is where I began as a writer and a reporter a long time ago. So this is a homecoming for me in terms of a workplace. The shocking thing at the end of that cross-examination, and I just can't tell you how stunning it was, because it's the thing that I was waiting for. I saw everything Todd Blanche. I've seen every minute of cross-examination. I've seen every single question he's asked. And he sat down and ended his cross-examination without asking a single question about the $130,000 that appears on the Allen Weisselberg notes about how they were structuring the payment to Michael Cohen. He asked about the $50,000 that's irrelevant to the $130,000, and that's where he very effectively got Michael Cohen to say, to agree that yes, he stole $30,000. Later, when Cohen was asked about that on redirect by the prosecution, it didn't really sound like stealing $30,000. It sounded a lot like Michael Cohen doing the little that he could within that calculation to rebalance the bonus he thought he deserved, and it still came out as less than the bonus he thought he deserved and the bonus.
Okay, Lawrence O'Donnell. All right, here we go, right? So he's defending Michael Cohen for stealing, right? He's defending him. Well, you know, that's where you guys have gone. That's where MSNBC has gone. We're down to now defending Michael Cohen, defending the fact that he stole money. That's how far you are. So now we're nobody's above the law. Right? That's them. But steal all you want, especially if it's from Trump. Especially if you come back however many years it's been and say, "Oh yeah, actually Donald Trump knew about this." And so throw him in jail. Yeah, stealing's fine if you do that. Unbelievable. They are reaching for anything that they think will hurt Trump and anything that's left at this point. Remember, Michael Cohen said that he is willing to lie if it affects him personally. And Michael Cohen has a financial interest in this case because he's got a book deal, a book coming out, and he thinks he's going to run for Congress. There's no better way to run for Congress as a Democrat, presumably, right? Michael Cohen, no better way to run for Congress as a Democrat than to say, I was the guy who testified and got Donald Trump convicted in New York. That was me. I'm Michael Cohen, and I got Donald Trump thrown in jail. Vote for me. Democrats would love that. They would build statues of Michael Cohen. Statues. All day long, they'd build. You'd have a canyon of statues for Michael Cohen. He thinks he's going to run for Congress. Michael Cohen said to the jury today that he would be willing to lie if it affects him personally. He would be willing to lie if it affects him personally. This greatly affects him personally. The believability of his lies affect him personally, because if they do convict Trump, he is better off financially. And he told the jury he'd do it. If you're on the jury and you hear that comment, you cannot have that if you're the prosecution. You cannot have your star witness, whose main issue is credibility. You cannot have your star witness, whose main issue is credibility, say, yeah, if it affects me personally, I'm willing to lie about it. When that person has a book coming out and has aspirations to run for Congress in the future, and this testimony would be something that he points back to as a reason to either get votes, donations, or sell books. He told the jury he would lie if it affects him personally. How could the prosecution not be, you know, like Biden in front of the Pope right now? They're like, oh my gosh. The one witness we needed not to say, yeah, I'm cool with lying, said he's cool with lying. Especially if he was a beneficiary of the lie. We knew the case was garbage, but it has imploded in just unbelievable fashion. And now you have Costello. Bob Costello. This is an update from Fox News' running article on this. Cohen admits to stealing from Trump, but the running article here, Bob Costello had the courtroom cleared. Sensitive judge. This is unbelievable. Judge Juan Merchan cleared the court amid a confrontation with witness Robert Costello, who's testifying on behalf of Trump's defense. The back and forth began with Costello audibly and visibly responding with disapproval to Merchan sustaining multiple objections from the prosecution concerning his testimony about Michael Cohen. I'm sorry, Merchan said to Costello after one reaction before clearing the court. I want to discuss proper decorum in my courtroom, Merchan said after the jury left. You don't say strike it because I'm the only one who can strike it. Merchan told Costello not to respond, roll his eyes, or react in any way to his rulings. Again, independent America. Listen, the judge just told a witness he got butthurt and triggered over a witness rolling his eyes when a porn star took the stand last week and talked about everything under the sun. The testimony of Stormy Daniels was sexual enough to be put in a book in a public school these days. It was all nonsense. They brought up STDs and, it was a whole Me Too thing. They brought up everything. The judge, there was no clearing the room for Stormy Daniels. But Bob Costello comes in, testifies on behalf of Trump, makes Michael Cohen look like an absolute loser. And the judge is like, no, don't roll your eyes. Has to put his thumb on the scale. If Donald Trump beats this case, he will have beaten two cases. He will have beaten the nonsense that Alvin Bragg brought in and the system in New York and what they tried to throw at him. Middle America sees that. Independent America sees that. That's why Donald Trump is up 11, according to that new Harvard poll. We got to get to a word from our friends at OFP Farms. And then a funny story out of Oakland. I had the Iranian president in here, but he's dead. I mean, was he a Boeing guy? I don't know. Anyway, OFP Farms, Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we love OFP Farms. They are the best. They are amazing. Their products are great. We are, I don't leave the house without my, I was about to get caught in a lie there. I don't leave the house without my Goat Kisses lip balm. I love my Goat Kisses lip balm. It's right here. And that's at OFPFarms.com. OFPFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm producing quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and even beard products, ladies and gentlemen. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the element. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They are a patriotic, America First, God-fearing company that creates, produces, and ships directly from the farm. OFP Farms loves LFA TV, loves the LFA family, loves McGroin Nation, loves the Ungovernables, loves the Captain's Crew, and that's why they are doing this for you in the month of June. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA at checkout. There's so much good stuff in there. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 15% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 15% off. Yes, the Iranian president's dead. I don't know if he is connected to Boeing. I'm only joking. But I really wanted to get to this story in California. You shouldn't joke about the death of somebody in Iran. Oh, you know what? This guy, they called him the Butcher of Tehran. So if he's gone, you know, you're talking about human rights abuses, etc. You know, I'm not going to celebrate it, but I'm certainly not going to shed a tear for that guy. Oakland, California. It's quite a city. Yeah. Has removed traffic lights. Folks, think about this. There's traffic lights up hanging up. They've removed the traffic lights because homeless people apparently were breaking into the lights and stealing the copper wire. So California is supposed to be this liberal utopia, right? This is why switching Biden out at the convention for Newsom isn't going to work. But it gives them arguably a better shot because Joe Biden has no shot. The liberal utopia of California now has people breaking into traffic lights to steal the copper to make a little bit of extra money. Homeless people. So now they've removed the traffic lights. What could possibly go wrong other than accidents and people getting hurt? California, man. It's not a great place. If you live in one of those states, look, I know OFP Farms is up there. They're kind of isolated a little bit from it. A bunch of our friends are from there in the chat. But my goodness, if there's a way that you can get out, stop paying taxes to that place. If you want, you should leave. But we'll see what happens. Folks, thank you so much for watching and listening. We really appreciate it. Head over to farishmedia.com. Sign up for the email list. Order yourself a custom voice message if you want one there. That is... That is farishmedia.com, F-A-R-A-S-H-media.com, farishmedia.com. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. That is on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. We have all of those platforms for our podcast. If you want, it's the audio version of the show, but just hit subscribe. It really helps us out. Will Johnson coming up next for Culture Wars. Based America with Drew and Anderson at 7 p.m. and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everybody, have a great rest of your day. Make sure you're following this channel on the way out. Hit that like button on the way out. Brennan showed you before the coffee mug with the knife. That's not actually a cat. That's her. She's going to get you if you don't hit that thumbs up. I don't know what's going on, but just hit it. We'll be very happy. Unless you don't like it. I don't know. Maybe you don't like it. Hit the thumbs up on the way out. Make sure you're following this channel on the way out. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV for Ungoverned. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you tomorrow evening.